Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. I wonder if you realize that two of the former presidents of the United States of America, James A. Garfield and the more famous Abraham Lincoln, they lived in a log cabin and ended up in the White House. You know, in human history, the journey from obscurity to fame, from rags to riches, has been a fairly common occurrence. However, the story of Christmas is the whole thing in reverse. It tells of one who was supreme in the universe. He was actually the creator. He humbled himself to be born among less than attractive conditions of a rural environment in the Middle East around 2015 years ago. The old carol says, "Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies." You know, sometimes Christmas cards give a wrong impression of a situation. They depict a baby lying in a manger in a stable with a warm, welcoming glow. Usually he's surrounded by inquisitive animals, adoring shepherds and dignified wise men. The glitter completes the picture. But reality is somewhat different. The Bible, in its factual historical record, says that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 7. You know, there's no mention in the Bible of a stable, simply a manger. Whatever the surroundings may have been, this child decreed them. He alone had existed before his birth. So he chose his own mother, who had become the wife of the local carpenter. Moreover, as his birthplace, he chose Bethlehem, described as being insignificant in the whole region of Judah. And the Bible explains his condescension in these terms: "Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." You know, sometimes we ask the question, why am I here? Does life have a purpose? You know, there's no doubt about the reason why Jesus Christ was in the world. The Bible that we've just quoted in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, "He was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." You know, for our sakes? In what way? Well, the Bible tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You know, we don't really need the Bible to explain to us that we are a world populated by sinners. In a world of terrorism and abuse and hurt and pain, we know sin is so prevalent. The only difference between one or the other of us is the degree of sinfulness. We're all sinners, the Bible says, and we need to be saved. And Christ came not just to be born in a humble place or to live a perfect life, but he came to die a sacrificial death. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. That's our sins. He came to save us from God's eternal judgment. He had to pay the penalty that we deserved. And having done so, he rose from the dead to be a living saviour. So his self-imposed poverty culminated in his death on the cross, so that we, through his poverty, might be rich. And it's not saying you'll make us monetarily wealthy, but the wealth of blessing that God gives, the forgiveness of sins, the salvation of our soul from hell, the prospect of joy in heaven. You can be sure of this by turning from your sin, repenting, and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will be saved. Don't say like the reluctant innkeeper, "No room." Give him room. Trust him. He'll bless you forever. This is a life question. It's a big one, actually, and it's very topical. What does Christmas mean to you? You know, does Christmas mean presents or the Christmas tree or time with the family, maybe Christmas dinner? All great things. Really enjoy them. I'm sure you do as well. But think for a moment about the real meaning of Christmas. What is Christmas all about? Christmas is really about the birth of a son, a very special son, because it was the birth of the Son of God. An angel predicted his birth when he appeared to Mary. She said, "She will bear a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." You know, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem over 2015 years ago was an important event in history, so it's wise to understand why he came. The Bible teaches he came to earth to deal with sin. In fact, it says we've all sinned, and what's more, our sins and our wrong behaviour stop us from entering heaven. Unlike us, Jesus never sinned. This fact actually means that he was able to suffer once for sins so that he might bring us to God. His death on the cross and his coming back to life 3 days later make it possible to announce to you the good news that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. The reality is that God loves us, and he wants us to be with him in heaven when this life is over. And he has provided forgiveness for our wrongdoing, and he's guaranteed the way of heaven through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said some very blunt, straight things. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So here's my challenge. Will you think about the real meaning of Christmas this year? You know, God's message to us is that by confessing that we are sinners and believing that Jesus is the Son of God and died for us, we will be saved and have eternal life in heaven. The Bible says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." I hope this Christmas you'll come to know Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.